2 Chronicles chapter 6. When God promises, he's not saying, "I'll try to do it." He means, "I can and I will." Then he, Solomon, knelt in full view of the whole congregation, stretched his hands to heaven and prayed, "God, O God of Israel, there is no God like you in the skies above or on the earth below, who unswervingly keeps covenant with his servants and unfailingly loves them while they sincerely live in obedience to your way. You kept your word to David, my father. Your promise, you did exactly what you promised. Every detail, the proof, is before us today." We usually turn to God's promises in times of trial and affliction. It is in the darkness that we crave the light. In the storm, we crave the calm. On the outside of our refrigerators, we usually put emergency numbers to see them daily and thus resort to them at the right time. For the same reason, we underline the promises in our Bible because they are a very present help in times of trouble. That is why we often sing, "God of covenants, who keeps your promises, who keeps your word, who guides my destiny. God of covenants, I trust in your promises. I rest in your word. By your grace, I am here. Lord, I believe, but help me not to hesitate."